الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. وبعد، today inshallah we will talk about the evil of bukhl, the evil of stinginess and miserliness. This is something which is, it is strange because this was one of the things that is the hallmark or the trademark of this ummah, is that this is a generous ummah. People with an open hand. But Allah alam, sometimes we have to wonder whether this is still the case. The issue of miserliness, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this many times in the Quran, about the issue of being stingy, the issue of being miserliness in Surah Muhammad and various other places. وَمَنْ يَبْقَلْ فَإِنَّهُ يَبْقَلْ عَلَى نَفْسِهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, the one who has buqal, he has buqal on himself, by himself. He is stingy only on himself. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ أَنْتُمُ الْفُقَرَاءُ إِلَى اللَّهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, all of you are faqir before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everyone, no matter how rich he or she might think they are actually beggars. They are actually people who are fuqara before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also mentioned in Suratul Baqarah and other places the benefits of spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In Suratul Muzzammil, in Surah Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, يُقْرِضُ اللَّهَ قَرْضًا حَسَنًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, these are the people who give to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a good loan. And مَا تُقَدِّمُوا لِأَنفُسِكُمْ مِنْ خَيْرٍ تَجِدُهُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. And whatever you have sent before you, you will find it with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a very much increased state. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in Surah Al-Baqarah, where Allah said that the one who spends in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is like the one who plants one seed, and from that one seed comes out a plant, and that plant has seven branches or 7 ears, in which each of which is 100 seeds. So that is 7:1:700. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases the bounty as He wishes. So it's not even a matter of counting, it's a matter of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala giving out of His own generosity. So there is a lot of encouragement in the Quran to spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to sharing what Allah has given us with those who do not have that much. The way to understand it is in this way. One is to understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what we have in our possession is two kinds of things. One is that which is our rizq. Which is meant for us, written for us. And we can consume it, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take account of that for us. What we consume, Allah will take an account for it. The other part of what we have is what we hold in trust for other people. It's not ours. It actually belongs to other people. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends those other people to us to collect. Sometimes in the form of individuals who will come and ask, sometimes in the form of causes that you come before you, which you should support, sometimes in the form of various kinds of disasters and calamities that happen and which are brought to your notice. Not everything which happens in the world comes to the notice of everybody. Certain things come to the notice of certain people. Why? It's not accidental. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sending that information to you or me because what we have in terms of our wealth, some part is supposed to be allocated to that. So it is being brought to our notice. This thing happened in this place. Now of course we ignore it and walk away. So what are we doing with the trust that has been given to us? So two kinds of things, or two parts to our wealth. One is that which is for us to consume, which has been written for us, and the other which we hold in trust. Now see the beauty and the generosity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. that which we hold in trust, if we spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the purpose for which Allah gave it to us, then that becomes part of our risk because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us reward for it. So if we want to convert what we have, everything entirely, into something that is not only our risk but which Allah will give us a reward for, then we have to spend it in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise, that thing becomes something which we will be held accountable for. Very important to understand this. We will be held accountable. There is no way that you are going to escape that. If you are sitting on somebody else's property and you don't give it to them, then what happens to that? You are accountable. Right? So, therefore, it's very important to understand this. Another way of understanding the benefit of spending is, think of this. Say there are two people. Right? There are two people. Both of them have $1 million each. And they both go out into the market. And they both spend that complete $1 million. They spend it completely. Right? Both of them, at the end of that day, they do not have a single cent of cash in their pocket. But when you look at the list of what each of them bought, one of them, he bought nice clothes, he bought branded watches, he bought, Bali shoes, he bought handbags, and he bought a car, and he bought this, and he bought that, and he bought a holiday, and he bought, a first class passage on a world tour on QE2, and so on. So, he bought all of this stuff, right? He went to the finest, biggest, most expensive hot cuisine restaurant, and he had this fantastic meal, and he did this, and he spent all this. So, $1 million he spent, and he had a good time, and he bought a lot of things, and so on. The other person, he also spent the same $1 million. He did not have anything more, right? He didn't have a cent more. He had to save $1 million. But that $1 million, what did he do? He bought gold. He bought stocks. He bought shares in high value stocks, very high realization shares, and so on. And he spent his whole $1 million in that. In the process, while he was doing it, he got hungry, so he bought himself a sandwich, right? He also filled his belly. He didn't walk to the place. Maybe he got a cab to go to the stock exchange, right? But his whole $1 million, he didn't buy the car. He just hired a cab to go to the stock exchange. But his whole $1 million he spent in stocks and bonds and what was the word you used just now?
Investment.
You will not call it spending, right? We even have a different word for it. Even though it is the same thing. It is the same thing. What is the difference between buying a car for $100,000 and buying gold for $100,000? Is there a difference? It's the same transaction. You're giving the money, you're getting something for it. But one you call spending, the other one you call investment. We even have a different word for it. Please understand this. We even have a different word. We don't call it spending. Somebody goes and buys, stocks, blue chip stocks. You don't say he spent his money. You say, no, he invested his money.
Appreciation,
depreciation, right? We have different words. Our language has different words for what you do with that money. Now, think about this. What do you say when the one you are investing in, the bank that you are investing in, is Allah Jalla wa Ala himself? Ajib. Now, why don't we do that? $64,000 question. Huh? Why don't we do that? Because we don't have faith. Allah, may Allah protect us. Otherwise, what is the reason? You tell me. If the only reason you invest in stocks, stocks of a particular company, is because you have faith in that company. You know this stock is going to go up. Right? If someone brings you some fly-by-night stock and tells you, no, Hafiz bhai, you have to put money into this thing. It's a brilliant thing. You say, boss, don't tell me this. Ye goli mat do, don't tell me this story. I don't never heard of them in my life. I don't know who they are. My money will go down the drain. Sorry. Right? I will invest in GE, I will invest in IBM, I know these companies, I know what's happening there, I put money in that. I'm not going to put money in some fly-by-night stock which I have never heard of in my life, right? Why? Because we have no faith in that thing. Now therefore, let us make a lot of tawbah. If we are not spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, despite Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's assurances of the return on that investment, which I can tell you without a doubt, there is not a single investment in the world which gives you 1:700 return. Guaranteed. There's not a single, and then plus in addition to that, not a single stock in the world, no matter how much the market is booming, there's nothing is going to give you 1:700 with a guarantee, absolutely cast iron, gold plated guarantee. Nobody on the face of the earth can give you that, right? Now still, why don't we invest? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from this. We have to ask this question ourselves. Why do we not invest? Because we do not have faith. May Allah protect us from that. We don't want to die in that state. Let us make sure that we put the money there. Invest, different word. As I told you, it's a different word. We do not use the same word. We don't call it spend, you call it invest, right? We have a different language for this thing. So let us make it very clear in our mind. We are investing in the bank of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for which we will get a return. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has guaranteed that return in the Quran. There is nothing on the face of the earth which can say that this return is maybe. No, there is no maybe. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I will give you. Allah, if you don't have faith in that, then boy, where is our faith? What kind of Islam is this? So seriously, we have to ask ourselves this question. Final example, and with this I will end. Which is, I always give the example. I give the example of a water pipe between a tank and the tap, right? Now, as long as the tap is open and as long as the water is flowing, that pipe will be wet inside. The only way the pipe will become dry is if the tank dries up. In this particular case, there is no question of the tank drying up. So, as long as the tap is open and people are taking water, inside the pipe will always be wet. So, as long as you keep giving, you will always have wealth. Please understand, this is the difference between Western financial thinking and Islamic thinking. The concept of barakah and the concept of the Western financial thinking. What is the concept of Western financial thinking? More is more, less is less. If you give, it decreases. This is the concept. If you give, it decreases. More is more, less is less. Islamic barakah concept is what? Less is more. Why? Because with less, Allah will give you more. The small will increase. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, food for one is enough for two. Food for two is enough for three. Food for three is enough for four. Barakah. Less is more. And if you give, it increases. Our normal financial concept is, if you give, it decreases. Yes or no? If you give, it increases. Why? Because the pipe remains wet. Only as long as the tap is open. If you shut the tap, one of two things. First of all, that thing doesn't benefit you anymore. And secondly, if you block that pipe, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will either replace the pipe or he will break the block. Both of which are very painful. So I remind myself and you, let us understand this thing and invest. And keep on investing and keep on investing, because the more you give, the more wealthy you will become in this dunya and akhirah. And this is the guarantee of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the absolute guarantee of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I can give you a million examples from the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, from the sahaba, from other people. All the examples are not necessary. We know what the truth is. Let us do it. There was a very famous philanthropist, a very generous man in Kuwait, who passed away, and at his funeral, after his funeral, someone was giving a speech. There was a commemoration function to remember him and make dua. So somebody gave a speech, and the man made a very important comment. He said, "So and so." He said, "You know, so and so was wealthy." He said, "We are also wealthy." He says, "Not that he had all that. He also had money. We also have money." He said, the only difference is, his money was in his hand, our money is in our heart. He said, that's the difference. He said, his money was in his hand. So it used to be given easily. He said, our money is inside our heart, so it doesn't come out. So that's very important for us to understand. Keep the money in the hand. Keep giving it. The more you give, the more Allah will give you. And this is the issue of bukhul. Stinginess is something which invites disaster. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Sadaqa cools the anger of Allah. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is upset with us for something, giving sadaqa cools the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So let us use this tool. May Allah forgive us. We do many things. May Allah forgive us from that. But the way to get this forgiveness is to keep giving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَصَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَى نَبِيِّ الْكَرِيمِ وَعَلِهِ وَأَصْحَابِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ بِرَحْمَتِكَ يَا أَرْحَمَ الرَّاحِمِينَ